Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now save $30 on the American-made Steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome in to Outkick the Show. I'm your fearless leader, Clay Travis. I hope all of you are having fantastic Thursdays as we head into Final Four weekend. A lot of fun. I got a Prize Picks pick for you. Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Biggest moments in college basketball happening now. With the Women's Final Four and the Men's Final Four, you can get hooked up. Also, want to congratulate them. Brand new 33,000-square-foot facility that they are going to open in Midtown in Atlanta. They are pledging to hire 1,000 new employees over the next several years. Pretty badass for them. Get in on the playoff action. Win up to 100 times your money with Prize Picks. Get hooked up right now. All you have to do is put in the code OUTKICK. That's O-U-T. K-I-C-K, I spelled it right. Code OUTKICK on the Prize Picks app, and you will get up to $100 matched. No risk at all. You put in $100, you get $100 back. Must be present in certain states and Canadian provinces. Void where prohibited. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. I'll give you my Prize Picks pick coming up in a moment. We got a lot to talk about. Vanderbilt handling student protesters and how they did. Keith Olbermann fired up about Sage Steele. Nebraska, maybe I'll talk a little bit about the electoral vote. Wall Street Journal battleground stage that I talked about yesterday, and breaking news that just has been reported. Eric Musselman, head coach of the University of Arkansas, leaving to become Southern Cal's new head basketball coach. But I want to begin with a story that we talked about yesterday. I think this is a big deal. Credit to OutKick for following up on it for our staffers and our crew. Yesterday, Sage Steele said when she interviewed Joe Biden, she was given scripted requirements for questions, and she was not allowed to go off that script at all. I said yesterday it's a big story, and it raised two questions. One, is Sage telling the truth? And I believe that she is telling the truth because I know Sage Steele. And I think she has been very honest about her experiences at ESPN. So one, yes, I believe her. Two, did ESPN provide those questions in advance to the Biden White House before they interviewed him on ESPN? OutKick reached out to ESPN, and the network declined comment on both aspects of that story. One, was Sage Steele telling the truth about having scripted questions that she was not allowed to deviate from and forced to read? And second, did they give those questions to the White House in advance? I'll give a couple of significant aspects of that, but I got an idea. If you're an actual journalist, maybe request emails and see if ESPN executives were writing to White House employees on their taxpayer-funded email addresses, attaching the questions that were going to be given to Joe Biden in the event of this ESPN interview. They are so cocky, there may well be written email evidence of ESPN executives tipping off the Biden administration to exactly what questions were going to be asked and in what order. Again, make those Freedom of Information requests, file them, and see whether you can catch ESPN red-handed, actually demanding the questions, giving the questions to the Biden White House that they were going to ask. That'd be pretty important. The fact that ESPN isn't willing to comment on this at all is not good. Because if you come to me with an accusation that is outlandish, that I know to be untrue, you know what I would do? I'd come on this show and I'd just say, hey, it's a lie. It's not true. They're not doing that. They're declining comment. This is a big story. And if we actually had truth and honesty and actual big J journalists in sports media, they would be asking questions about this. And I can speak only for myself. I have interviewed Trump 5 or 6 times now. Couple of times on my Outkick the Coverage sports talk radio show. Live in person for an hour at Bedminster Golf Club. Live in person for an hour at Mar-a-Lago twice. I think I've interviewed Trump 5 times. Fairly substantial interviews, 3 for an hour at a time, 2 more for a longer period of time than a typical radio segment, probably 25 minutes or so on the Outkick the Coverage show. And in all of those interviews, no one at the White House ever said, hey, we're going to ask X and Y. What are the questions exactly going to be? I've talked about this on the radio. Trump comes rolling in for all of our interviews that we've done in person with him on Clay and Buck with like one person, not some huge coterie of advisors, one person, I think both times, and no demands about what questions are going to be asked or what can't be asked or what should be asked. Did ESPN do this? It's a big story. Because the President of the United States getting tipped off as to what he's going to be asked and having scripted questions where your journalists are not allowed to go off the script, this is paid programming. This is propaganda, left-wing garbage hidden inside of sports programming. This is a big deal. And if we had an honest media, somebody other than Outkick would be covering it and asking the questions. But right now, nobody else is, and so we will ask these questions. Credit to Sage Steele for speaking out, and credit to Outkick for following up, by the way. Crockett Coffee, maybe the most successful coffee launch since it was discovered in Ethiopia. Ah, delectable. Now, let me tell you something. Maybe you're going to pay money to some pink-haired barista who hates you and hates everything that you believe in. Do you want to drink coffee from great Americans who love American history? If so, you should go sign up for Crockett Coffee today. Amazing logo. Davy Crockett riding a crocodile. Mugs soon available. Tomorrow, by the way, you know what? Go buy Crockett Coffee. Let me also tell you this. Joe Kinsey, the guy may be the Ralph Lauren of modern sports media. I need to text Katie, who works with me here. I got the polo that he designed. It's one of the most amazing polos I've ever seen. I'm not kidding to you guys. In fact, I'm going to text Katie right now and see if she can bring that polo up to me. Katie is amazing. She's been with me for 10 years. She's now basically my assistant. We started off with her as the nanny. Now she basically takes care of me. She has got her 8-month-old here almost every day at the house, and he is awesome. Hold on. Let me send this. Can you bring up the new polo? It's in... This new polo that Joe Kinsey designed, it's incredible. I looked at this thing, and I was like, is this guy Ralph Lauren? I texted Joe Kinsey. I'm like, how did you design such a phenomenal-looking polo? You know, a lot of gear you get, and I'm like, I don't claim to be great at designing anything. Remember, I lost $50,000 on pants. I do not have a strong fashion sense. But I tell them, and sometimes they do it, hey, every time we've got new gear, just send it to my house so I'm aware of what is out there with the Outkick logo on it. And about half the time I see the gear and it comes to my house, I looked at this thing and I said, wow, this is incredible. A legit, really good-looking polo that you can go buy at Outkick.com. And I'm going to see if Katie checks her phone and brings up this polo. I meant to wear it today, and then I forgot. There's always chaos going on every day. This is a legit good-looking shirt. Like, you'll put it on and somebody will say, hey, if you go golfing, that's a really good-looking polo. Where'd you get that? So, anyway, it's awesome. I'd encourage you to go check it out. But if you love America and you like coffee, and you're drinking anything other than Crockett coffee, frankly, you're wasting your life. All right. Keith Olbermann commented on Sage Steele as well. Sage Steele comes out, says, hey, there's a total rig job in effect. ESPN wouldn't let me ask any questions that I wanted to. They insisted that I only ask the questions that they wanted to provide. They refused to comment. Keith Olbermann's reaction this morning, I saw it. Of course, all caps, it was scripted. If it hadn't have been at Sage Steele, the dumbest person I've ever worked with in sports or news couldn't have gotten through it. That is Keith Olbermann reacting to Sage Steele. Now, I know Sage, and there are dumb people in sports media. This may shock you. She is not one of them. Very smart, very capable. But the fact that Olbermann is now comfortable taking shots at Sage Steele because he disagrees with her politics is absolutely indefensible. And Keith Olbermann either needs to have less meds or more meds. Either he's not taking the medicine that his doctors are prescribing, or he's taking too much. I'm not sure which. By the way, this hat, great for the Masters. It says, make lawns great again. Full disclosure, I do not mow my own lawn. I did for a while. I don't own a mower. I'm not a lawn mowing guy. I understand there's a lot of lawn mowing people out here. This is an incredible looking polo. I mean, this is absolutely phenomenal. All right? Joe Kenzie, again, is the Ralph Lauren of OutKick. I promise you, if you wear this polo, women will want to sleep with you. Maybe not, but they will be very impressed. And if they aren't, you will be. It's dry fit. It's incredible. I think I'm going to wear this to WrestleMania this weekend. I'm going to wear the mowing shirt to WrestleMania. I'm up in Philly this weekend for WrestleMania. Actually, maybe too cold. The OutKick Thursday Night Mowing League, Joe Kenzie's had a lot of fun with this. I think he has done incredible work. But again, legit, a really good-looking polo that I think many of you can get just in time for spring to work on your golf game. I don't even make any money off of this. I'm just telling you it's badass. All right. I make money off the coffee company that I own, which is why you should go to Crockett Coffee. Keith Olbermann, inexcusable, indefensible. The guy is a shadow of himself. And I always think about this. Can you imagine telling yourself in the 1990s when Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann were anybody who watched sports, you thought they had the coolest jobs and they were the coolest guys on the planet? Dan Patrick's gone on to have a great career. He left ESPN. He's got one of the most successful sports talk radio shows of all time. I like Dan. I like his success. Nothing negative at all to say about Dan Patrick. Keith Olbermann's lost his mind. And he's become actually everything that he claims he hates about Trump. He claims that Trump is an authoritarian dictator. He wants the Supreme Court overthrown. He claims that Trump is sexist. He's regularly went after Riley Gaines and said she sucked as a swimmer because she lost to a dude. Now he's going after Sage Steele and saying she's dumb because she objected to not being able to ask her own questions as an interviewer. I mean, he's just an embarrassing dude. I honestly, in many respects, feel like he needs to be either dialed down on the meds that he's on or he needs way more of them. I want to give credit to somebody. There's a lot of talk out there about how universities should respond to student protesters. And my position on protest in general has been we need content-neutral policies. Whatever you believe in, the same rules that apply for your speech should apply for the speech of people who disagree with you. We got now Joe Biden demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. I disagree with that. I think Israel should be able to wipe out Hamas. And I don't think a ceasefire is going to help at all. There's still 130 some odd hostages. 6 months later, five of them are American. It's like they don't matter. Nobody talks about them. But there was protest at Vanderbilt University in favor of Hamas, in favor of Palestine, and they're demanding that there be no assets that are owned by Vanderbilt that are connected to Israel. And there were, I'm reading, there was a, the chancellor wrote a letter to the editor of the Wall Street Journal that was in yesterday's newspaper. And in, you may have seen some of these videos that went viral of these student protesters who did not do themselves any favor by trying to claim that they were in some way in mortal peril while protesting at Vanderbilt University. 27 students last week forced their way into closed administrative building. And for 20 hours, they were refusing to leave. And three students ran through and hit employees. They were charged with assault. One student was charged with vandalism. And everybody else left the building voluntarily. But all of the students who took possession of an administrative building have been immediately suspended. And those who engaged in violent criminal behavior, allegedly, have been charged. Bravo, Vanderbilt. You have the right. I'm a Vanderbilt alum, double Vanderbilt alum, actually. Got an MFA and a JD there. I love the school. Vanderbilt Law School is fabulous. I met my wife there, who's a Vanderbilt Law School grad as well. My sister went undergrad to Vanderbilt. She also got a master's degree there. My brother-in-law went to the med school. We have got basically every aspect of Vanderbilt University covered. I think it's a fabulous place. I'd be very happy one day if my kids went there. But I'm even more pleased having seen how the chancellor of Vanderbilt University responded to this. You have the right to disagree with university policy. You have the right to protest when you disagree with that policy or with anybody else, any other student group. You don't have the right to engage in acts of violence. And consistently, January 6th, you engage in violent behavior, you should be charged. BLM protests, riots. You engage in violent protest, you should be charged. You block roads, you should be charged. United States, I have consistently said, apply content-neutral policies, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. You don't have the right to violate the law to advocate for that which with which you believe. There should be consequences. I thought Vanderbilt handled it perfectly. I give credit to the chancellor of Vanderbilt. Great article that he wrote in the Wall Street Journal. I shared it on my Twitter feed. If you want to go read it, I would encourage you to as well. This makes me want my kids more likely to go to Vanderbilt than I was before I read that editorial. We're starting to have some sanity carry the day. Eric Musselman, this news just broke. Adam, who is my fact checker, you can let me know if for some reason it's changed since I just went live 20 some odd minutes ago. Musselman had a lot of success at Arkansas. I believe Musselman came to Arkansas from Nevada, if I remember correctly. He has left the Arkansas Razorbacks, according to reports, right as I was sitting down to do this show, to become the head coach of Southern Cal. Andy Enfield, who had been at Southern Cal, left to go to Southern Methodist, SMU, which is soon to join the ACC. So, moving parts here, I hope I'm going to get this correct. Andy Enfield was the Florida Gulf Coast Community University coach. They played an exciting brand of football. They went to either the basketball. They went to either the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight. He got hired to go all the way across the country to Southern Cal. Some measure of decent success for Andy Enfield there. He now is coming back to Dallas to be the head coach at SMU. Eric Musselman was the head coach at Nevada, had some success there, I believe made a Sweet 16 run, got the job at Arkansas, now is heading from Arkansas out to Southern Cal. There will now be an Arkansas Razorback, and Adam, make sure that I got all that right. There will now be an Arkansas Razorback job open. I think Arkansas is a really good college basketball job. Off the top of my head, people are going to get all fired up. I would say the top jobs in the SEC in college basketball are, again, off the top of my head, and this is not including Texas and Oklahoma are good jobs. Texas and Oklahoma are coming in, obviously been very successful in the Big 12. I think that Kentucky, Tennessee, Florida, maybe Alabama and Arkansas would be of the 6 to 14 current SEC jobs. I would say that's the top five in no particular order: Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, and Florida. That would be my top five best jobs in the SEC for basketball. Doesn't mean LSU is also a good job. If you hire the right coach, Auburn has been a very good job with Bruce Pearl. Texas A&M has had success some over the years. I already said Texas and Oklahoma and the Big 12 have been successful. There are lots of programs that have had success in the SEC over time, but in no particular order: Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Florida, and Arkansas, I would say, are the five historically best jobs in the SEC. Again, in no particular order. So I would think that Arkansas job, there will be a lot of interest in it. And I think there's an argument to be made that the SEC over the next decade may be the best conference for college basketball in the country, because I think Oklahoma and Texas coming into the conference is going to make the conference that much better. And what do they have, 8 teams make the NCAA tournament this year? Now, yes, I know Kentucky and Auburn were disappointing. Alabama and Tennessee had good runs. Alabama's still playing. But I would think that would be a job that would attract a lot of interest in general. Okay, let me give you my NCAA tournament picks. Yesterday, Kelly Stewart and I did long-form breakdowns of the men's Final Four and the women's Final Four. I've got NC State plus 9.5 in their game against Purdue. And I've got Bama plus 12 and the over in their game against UConn. That is how I would break down each of those games. I'm taking the underdogs in both in a year, admittedly, where almost everybody has been winning and covering as the favorite. Okay, Prize Picks. Here is my Final Four pick. Now, I will be in Philadelphia at WrestleMania. I would have been out in Phoenix for the Final Four if Tennessee had beaten Purdue. Instead, I will be in Philadelphia watching The Rock and Roman Reigns go head-to-head WrestleMania. Also will be my 45th birthday on Saturday. So I'm spending my 45th birthday at WrestleMania, as all truly grown men do. And here are my four Prize Picks picks. I want you to go to prizepicks.com, use the code OUTKICK, up to $100 match. I've got Zach Edey less than 41.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Zach Edey less than 41.5 points, rebounds, assists. DJ Burns, the most lovable player in the NCAA tournament right now, more than 22 points, rebounds, and assists. Mark Sears, more than 28.5 points, rebounds, and assists, the engine of the Alabama offense. And Grant Nelson, the stash baby, more than 9.5 points. He's been an enigma. He can show up and take over a game like he did against North Carolina, or he can vanish, get four fouls in like 5 minutes of play, and you have no idea what happened to him. Those four, when and or if we hit, pays off at 10-1. Zach Edey, less than 41.5 point rebound assist. DJ Burns, more 22 points, rebounds, and assist. Mark Sears, more 28.5 points, rebounds, and assist. And Grant Nelson, more than 9.5 points. Encourage all of you, go download the Prize Picks app. Use my name, Clay, or the code OUTKICK. Get up to $100 matched. Prizepicks.com, code OUTKICK or Clay. Just remember, and you get up to $100 guaranteed.
Must be present in certain states and Canadian provinces. Void where prohibited. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, save $30 on the American-made steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right. mentioned that I would talk about this yesterday, ran out of time, now circling back again to talk about it. Wall Street Journal battleground poll out on, was it Tuesday or Wednesday of this week? I can't remember what day it came out. I think it came out yesterday, maybe late Tuesday. It was on the front page of the paper on Wednesday, I believe, is the way this went. Trump favored in six battleground states. That is Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona. He's favored in all six of those states. He is right now tied in Wisconsin. It's according to the Wall Street Journal. Biden won six of those seven states. The only one that he lost was North Carolina. Again, Trump up in six of those seven states, according to the Wall Street Journal battleground poll. Now, there are a couple of things that stood out to me that I thought were interesting and worth mentioning. In particular, four things flagged by the Wall Street Journal. Who is best able to handle each of the following? On the economy, Trump plus 20, 54 to 34. On immigration and border security, Trump plus 20, 52 to 32. On the mental and physical fitness needed to be president, Trump plus 20, 48 to 28. The only person who is best able to handle any of these issues that was in favor of Biden is abortion. Biden was plus 12. The Democrat Party has become basically a party of single women. We'll see what Trump's perspective is on abortion, but on the economy, on immigration and border security, and on the mental and physical fitness needed to be president, I would suggest that all three of those are far more important to the average voter than abortion. Everybody has different rankings. Abortion is like the ninth or tenth most important issue to me in a presidential election. Now every state has its own ability to set their own abortion law. Blue states have been very open to nine-month abortions. Red states have tended to restrict abortion somewhere in the first trimester. I agree with restricting abortion somewhere in the first trimester. I've said I am with 80% of the American public. I believe in exceptions for rape, incest, life of the mother. I don't believe in 8-9 month abortions. I think the line should be drawn somewhere in the first trimester. I'm a bit old school in that I think Democrats would be smarter if instead of 9 month abortions, they were still advocating for what Bill Clinton did, which is making abortion safe, legal, and rare. But the battleground here of the battleground states, abortion, mental and physical fitness, and what is going on with the border and the economy, I think that matters way more than abortion. But I do think it's important. There's going to be a lot of national polls, but basically we know who's going to win 43 states. There isn't much doubt about who's going to win 43 states. And if some of those 43 states flip, if Biden wins states that he's not expected to win or Trump wins states outside of these seven, both of them, then the race is not going to be close. Because if, you know, Trump went out and won Maine, for instance, or if Trump won Virginia, then this race is not going to be remotely close. And if Biden somehow won Florida, or he found a way to win, North Carolina, the race probably is not going to be very close. Just FYI. All right. I love all of you. Much rather be Trump than Biden right now. I think Trump is going to win in 2024 as we sit here almost exactly 7 months away from election. Remember, voting will start in about 5 months. Go check out Crockett Coffee. Go to Prize Picks and the Ralph Lauren of Outkick. Check out this incredible polo. Maybe even an early Father's Day gift if you're a woman out there and you have no idea what to get your husband or your boyfriend. Go check it out, outkick.com. I love all of you. DBAP, unless you need to SBAP, I am Clay Travis, and this has been Outkick the Show. Enjoy WrestleMania and the Final Four. I'll see you guys probably, unless something crazy happens, on Monday.